American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank Document, page 354. Here is the translated text as follows. 322X, American State Trials. Fair men, courageous men, true Georgians, seeking to do your duty, consider this. That phrase, penned by that man to his uncle on Saturday afternoon, didn't come from a conscience that was its own accuser. It is too short a time since you left for anything startling to have developed down here. What do you think of that? And then listen to this. As if that old gentleman, his uncle, cared anything for this proposition. This old millionaire traveling abroad to Germany for his health. This man from Brooklyn. An eminent authority says that unusual, unnecessary, unexpected, and extravagant expressions are always earmarks of fraud. Do you tell me that this old gentleman, expecting to sail for Europe, the man who wanted the price list and financial sheet, cared anything for those old heroes in gray? Isn't the sentence itself significant? Today was Yom Kippur, holiday here, and the thin gray lines of veterans here braved the rather chilly weather to do honor to their fallen comrades. And this from Leo M. Frank, the statistician, to the old man, the millionaire, or nearly so, who cared so little about the thin gray line of veterans, but who cared all for how much money had been gotten in by the pencil factory. Too short a time for anything startling to have happened down here since you left. But there was something startling, and it happened within the space of 30 minutes. There is nothing new in the factory to report. Ah, there was something new, and there was something startling, and the time was not too short. You can take that letter and read it for yourself. You tell me that letter was written in the morning. Do you believe it? I tell you that that letter shows on its face that something startling had happened and that there was something new in the factory. I tell you that that rich uncle, then supposed to be with his kindred in Brooklyn, didn't care a flip of his finger about the thin gray line of veterans. His people lived in Brooklyn. That's one thing dead sure and certain. And old Jim never would have known it except Leo M. Frank had told him, and they had at least $20,000 in cold cash out on interest, and the brother-in-law the owner.